listening to the WYE Radio Network.
I had a real good week. Did you pop a cork? Maybe.
The podcast that responds to all emergencies on and off the job.
And now here are your hosts, Motor Cop and the Happy Medic.
It wasn't a cork, but that's pretty close.
There you go.
I'll take that.
You
take
doing that reminded me of when
Wait, I'm so sorry.
Bye.
Ah, there you go. It reminds me of when we got our Intellivision gaming system.
Mm-hmm.
All the other kids had an Atari. We had an Intellivision.
That tracks.
But it was the first game that had crowd noises.
Oh, okay.
So when you played baseball and got a hit, it would... Something?
Yeah, it was like you were there.
At the time.
You close your eyes, you're like, kids understand. Stadium of
yeah,
four.
Understand, 1979, 1980, that was hyper-realistic.
Height of technology.
Yeah, that was Absolutely. Almost 8-bit. It was insane.
It's like 6.5 bits.
Fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break?
Shave yeah. and a haircut?
We are not doing math here. Speaking of math, you and Jeff are back from your baseball adventure.
Well, he's back down under. Good day, Jeff.
Good day, Jeff. Good day, Nick.
Good day, Nick. You know, while we're thinking about it, let's jump into our Australian slang.
Give me some slang.
Please define for me, sir, illywacker.
An illywacker.
Illywacker.
Okay, they always abbreviate things, so illy is going to be short for something. An illywacker. Ooh, I don't know. I'm gonna go with someone who beats their children.
Oh well, I was gonna give you context and say, as part of my official duties as a police officer back in the day, because I'm now retired, I would be on the lookout for illywackers,
criminals.
I mean, kinda.
Well, I mean,
a con artist.
People that beat their children are criminals,
right? True.
Yeah,
a con artist, cheat or fraud. An illywacker.
All right.
Not really a shortened version of anything. I feel like they could have done...
I'd have to get justification on that one. I don't know. Illywacker.
I don't know. I'm just going to the source.
The source.
That was given to
and
me.
We know
by
full well,
an actual
if we had,
Australian.
If we had Nick or Jeff or both in studio, they'd both
oh,
be
God.
Going, yeah.
Can you imagine? Whew. I don't know that the interwebs could handle
a
that.
A portal would open and Indeed. Dr. Strange would pull us through.
Probably. So yeah, we... got back from spring training, brought home some really cool stuff, one of which, COVID.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I would do it again. I would 100% do it again. I got in on Monday. Oh, and let me give you a scathing rant real quick.
Sure.
About Frontier Airlines.
Oh, that's right.
You dump truck... of an airline.
We were talking about this before you left.
Holy. That's right, because we had dinner the night before we left.
Mm-hmm.
I about came unglued when I get the email. Hey, go ahead and, book in now. Or not book, but
check in.
Check in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Check in now. Great. I go to do that. Like, oh, did you want bags? Neat. Here's an interesting little factoid. It cost more to take a carry-on bag that has to fit in a cubicle, a very small cubicle, by the way, than it did to pack or to check a 40-pound suitcase. What?
Okay.
Baffling. Now, I'm sure somewhere when I booked these tickets, there was some little writing somewhere that said,
there's a reason it's so cheap there.
You know that little box you checked that says, I agree with the terms of service?
Yeah, no. I don't recall
Nobody
that
reads those.
At all. So... the amazing thing was for both Jeff and I to check a bag, both directions, cost more than the frickin' flight.
Yeah, you save $12 on the flight, but you end up spending $280
I'll tell you
getting
what,
there.
I will upgrade to platinum class and pay an exorbitant amount of money as opposed to ever flying Frontier again. So Jeff is like, hey, listen, man, please stop complaining while we're here. And... They have our bags.
So by some miracle you made it.
Made it there, made it back with the bags, but as they're giving the safety demonstration,
yeah.
I had this wonderful image of, you know, when the thing pops down. But as the plane is tumbling towards the earth and we lose pressure and the thing comes down, swipe your credit or debit card to make sure that thing falls down completely.
Yep.
And then on the cone, you'll notice a PIN number. We're going to need to enter that so the flow of oxygen starts. I'm like, oh, my God, it took forever to deplane. I'm like, is there a deplaning fee? What is happening up there?
Mm-hmm.
That was not very popular.
Yeah, there's always comments that they should release a rabid badger at the back of the plane to get people out quicker.
Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's your turn. Stand the F up, grab your bag where you left it, and get to moseying.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There's no reason to get up first and start trying to go against the flow. If your bag is behind you, guess what? You're getting off the plane last.
If you put your bag behind you, you are absolutely that is on you. You should have been in group boarding A, which, by the way, you could have been on for an additional fee. That's not a joke, man.
So how many games did you catch each day?
Each day, just one.
Okay.
But we saw four games. So we get in on Monday, and I'd been to spring training, God, 35 years ago. It was a long time, like mid-80s, right? I was probably 16 years old. And I had a great time then. A little bit different now because I'm older. So we get in town, get to the Airbnb. It was great. Rented a Dodge Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude.
Zipping around.
I loved that car. Oh, it was way more comfortable than I thought it was going to be.
Excellent.
Of course, I was driving, so
yeah.
I don't care about the backseat. So, you know, we tool around town, played a lot of disc golf. Guys were trying to kill me, I swear to God. Temperature was perfect. Saw a game Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Went to see Dune Part 2 Friday night. Did some bowling, some disc golf. We did some other activity.
Pure recreation.
Oh, that's all it was the whole time. We played dominoes and AC/DC and just hung out at the park. It was glorious. I cannot wait to go back again.
Wonderful.
Next year.
Wonderful.
Cannot wait.
What was Jeff's feedback on it? Having a great time?
He loved it. Wonderful. Absolutely loved it. And Dad had a fan. The two of them, that honestly, we could have just hung out at the Airbnb the whole time and I'd have been fine because I'd wanted to get the two of them in a room for years now. So that was super, super cool to have that experience. And they got on famously and, you know, it was a lot of fun. It started being a little bit of a gang up on the young guy. Which was
me. Which is weird. You don't usually play that role.
I don't. I'm so usually
it's
the old.
Good for you.
Yeah. It was refreshing.
Yeah. Mix it up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. You know? I don't know. Absolutely. And then good. I came home. Was home for a week, not feeling great. And then Dad texted me at the end of the week. Said, "Hey, I got COVID." And I was like, "I wonder if I have COVID." Got home, tested. Sure as hell got COVID. Fantastic. But much better now. And whatever. Good. Not a big deal. Ran its course.
Lots of baseball, feeling better.
Been listening to more spring training games. Season starts here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Wait. So there we go.
Yeah, and April 5th is opening day for the Giants.
It's an even year. We got a chance.
Oh, that's yeah. Well, sure. Okay.
Yeah. If we, you know, if we don't stop believing.
Don't stop. I won't.
Yeah,
won't
don't. Thanks for not starting. That's much appreciated. Yeah, you didn't miss too much here. I got to go to a week-long class that could have been a six-hour online seminar.
Oh, fun.
So that was a lot of fun.
I bet you're a hoot to have as a student in a class. Not passive-aggressive at all.
I appreciate education. I do. I want to learn new things.
100%, yeah.
So when the state puts on their own class...
Oh, stop right there. Not going to go well. The state never puts on good training.
That's 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
dry as a bone
is the introductory class.
Boring as hell.
But I've already achieved past advanced status at the FEMA level. That's going to be a long week.
That's a lot of 40 hours right there.
I'm not going to say that the Tuesday afternoon was a lot of soul searching, but it was.
Like, what am I doing with my life kind of soul searching?
It was just kind of a, is this all there is? Is this it?
Wow.
Did I die in a car crash and this is hell?
Oh, man, this is purgatory.
It was all good information that I already knew.
Right.
So it was just kind of a looking around at everybody else who had already exceeded this level of education.
Was this a class you had to check a box for some requirement somewhere?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And it's we're kind of phasing it out, but for now. Cool. Like, whoa.
Can I test out of this?
Are we phasing it out in the next 5 years? Yes. Then I don't need it. I do not need it. No, it was the class that lets me deploy with a team inside the state for large events. that I'm never going to do.
Okay.
But the bosses wanted the team to have it, and I'm on the team, so let's go.
For the PIO position?
For the position, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Okay, we can do the thing.
Whatever.
That's, yeah.
Did you get overtime for it?
Yes.
Well, then shut your mouth.
Well, that was the tough thing. Was Tuesday was an overtime day, and it was just kind of like, come on. Please.
See, I would rather
so that's
Thursday,
what you missed.
I'd rather Thursday, Friday were the overtime days, so I can the front of the week just be mad, and then last end of the week, I'm like, well, I am getting over today.
I was mad at the front of the week and at the back of the week.
You're just mad all the time.
Yeah, but yeah. What really got me upset was the days that I attended when I was on shift, and those 2 days we ended early, like 3 o'clock. All right, guys, we're done for the day. I'm like, no,
that is. Such
and on the days I have to go and catch the train on the scooter, it's like 5:15. We got one more module, guys.
Yeah, my clock died 15 minutes ago. Yeah. I'm out of here.
No sprechen Sie. Arrivederci. So that's what you missed. But I had a question for you.
Yeah, hit me up. What you got?
I got a couple buddies coming into town next week. Old retired firemen from the New Mexico days.
Oh, okay.
They're coming into town because they work for one of these big fire service equipment distributors.
Okay.
So one of them sells like the nozzles and the fittings, and the other one I think sells like helmets and jackets and all that kind of thing. But they have to come back, and they're salesmen. They go around, traveling salesmen pretty much.
Okay.
They go around, they've got the little territory, and they go to the different firehouses.
Man, I've been everywhere.
And I got a little bug in my ear yesterday that could be a possibility for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. No, I'm always looking for something I can do with the last 30 years that I've built up. What can I do with it? I happen to be very knowledgeable in certain things.
Right.
But it got me thinking, here you are in a position where you were kind of looking around doing the voice acting thing. Now you're doing the protection.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever consider going and selling law enforcement equipment to local PDs? Like you would go around and like, hey guys, check out this sweet new gun belt.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
My initial gut reaction is, nah, I'm good. Thanks. No, man. It would depend on the product, first off. Did I ever use it?
Sure. We can add everything you've ever used or mentioned on the show that we've had, like the tack vent
okay.
and the clip and all that stuff is what you rep.
Okay.
Would you be willing to take a job cruising around like all of California selling that stuff?
You'd have to pay me real well.
Yeah, that's probably the kicker, huh?
Like real well. I'm not doing that for, you know, certainly not minimum wage.
I am very not used to getting paid by how much work I accomplish.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm in a place commission? Where you get paid no matter what.
Commission? No, I'm good.
So I'm kind of curious no, about, well, if I try harder, I make more money, so I'll try harder.
You have been taught, we have been taught how to not try hard.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you get paid more the harder you try?
No.
No, you don't.
I actually
sure,
get in more trouble
sure,
the harder I try.
There you go.
Yeah.
There
so
you
that's
go.
That's why I'm wondering is if there is a spot where trying harder is actually encouraged.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up in a roundabout kind of way. So I accepted a new position with a new company. And I signed an NDA, so I don't even know if I can say who it is or where I'm going to be working, but it's a different security.
You probably should have read the NDA.
No.
We already know you're not good at reading terms and conditions.
I don't have it in front of me. Shut up. Is there going to be a fee to get on campus? Damn
yeah.
it. So I'll be part of it. I'm not doing, like, on my Fridays, on Friday, I don't have to say my Fridays. On yeah. Friday, the calendar day Friday,
mm-hmm.
I follow the media around as security, which is a silly thing that they need now. When I first started doing it, I'm like, you guys really need us here? Okay. Mm-hmm. And a few months into it, I'm like, yeah, no, you do. this is legit, man.
Sure.
So Studley McBadge Face turned me on to this other company, and I submitted my app and had the... It was funny. Jeff was here. Like, hey, I got this interview at 10, whatever time it was. Come out here. I said, yeah, good, best of luck. Great. Come out here. Do the thing. Thank me for my time. And I'm thinking, all right, I got like a week. This is probably 2 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I got about a week before I hear from him. I'll be in Arizona. Whatever. Give me a call.
Rings.
Let me know. 5 minutes later, phone rings, and it's this guy. And he's like, well, you know, I want to follow up with you real quick. Obviously, we're going to offer you the position. I was like, obviously.
But, obviously.
Okay.
Have you met me?
Okay. Well, they wanted me to get to some training that weekend.
Did you wear the M&M tie?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Well, here's a funny thing. On this, at the location that I will be at, we blend in. Like, you don't know who we are. Mm-hmm. There's no uniform.
You do not fit on a college campus. I think it's safe to say that.
It's not a college. It's a
because those
it's
girls
a
stay the same age.
It's a business, and so we are the crisis response team. If there's an active shooter or a medical emergency, or
do they keep
or whatever,
the actual Facebook there at the building?
The book.
Do you
of,
get to
the
see it?
Book of faces.
Yeah, is that where you are?
No, it's not where I am.
Dang it. I'll figure it out one of these days.
Right now, I'm in the garage. Oh.
So meta.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting turn because they want you to show up in like shorts and a t-shirt and a ball cap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't.
A football jersey and cargo khakis.
Well, here's
which is the undercover cop uniform du jour.
Here's the funny thing. No sports. It's said in the online training. No sports teams. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's like 90% of my hats is sports teams.
Yep, because it's a giveaway.
So I told no. That you can wear hats.
Yeah.
Just not sports. Not sporting hats.
Exactly.
Because you know more than just cops like sports, right? There are probably people in your department that enjoy the sportsing.
Yeah, but they don't wear the sportsing hats.
Well, yeah, you don't wear it at work, but off duty, I'll bet you they are.
I don't know.
Anyway, so it's a different feeling of nobody knows who we are. And like I was saying on the online training, the guy's like, you know, as cops, we're used to walking in the hallway and just not talking to anybody. This one, you walk down, hey, hi, good morning, how are you? And
socialize. Hello, fellow children.
Yeah, yes. Hello, fellow business goer. Are you businessing today? I'm very businessy.
Numbers, business.
I've got to take this call. Bye bye.
Is it working?
Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to it. But anyway, I wasn't available for the training. So I am going a week from tomorrow. So what's that, the 21st, 22nd, something like that? Yeah, last weekend of March. Going to Vegas for the weekend.
Oh, you poor thing.
Well, I'm staying at the Hampton Inn by the airport. Don't get excited. I'm not going
to... The strip is right next to the airport.
Sure.
The airport is bigger than it used to be.
But the training is like in the middle of the desert. So hopefully I will return.
The strip is in the middle of the desert.
Like there's
I
nothing,
can do this all day.
There's nothing around. So we're at the range all day on Saturday and like half the day on Sunday.
You're going to listen to some acorns drop?
Yeah, buddy. There you go. Doing some shooting, doing some TAC med stuff. And
shoulder rolls.
Probably going to parachute from a helicopter or something.
Probably.
Pretty high speed.
That sounds like something.
Pretty high speed.
Mm-hmm.
And that pays nicely.
You'll be on the clock the whole time.
It's an hourly thing, but they're literally paying. I am living my dad's dream. I am paid just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Like way less response. You know, way less calls for service.
I picture you being there, and like a fight breaks out, just kind of pushing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get involved because that's not
Correct.
Your thing, right?
Correct.
So you're over there, fight.
You're gonna take that? I can't believe he said that about you.
Punch him in the kidneys.
No, lower.
That's great. So you found a little niche for yourself in the retirement age.
Yeah, that really doesn't. I mean, it doesn't involve selling trinkets or widgets.
You don't
got
to go anywhere except to the site.
To the site. That's it.
And then back from the site.
Sure, I'm traveling locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get on. You know, if I get there,
can you get there on the Aero train?
Indeed.
Sweet.
Indeed. Yeah. Right, like a block off the first stop.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you in the morning. She'll be like, what's up, dude? And I'll just be crying in the corner.
Yeah, I'm going to go in and grab me some breakfast and a latte and hit the gym. And you're mm-hmm. like,
I have a meeting with the chief today.
I have another class I have to go to.
That sucks, Johnny. Have a good one.
Well, that sounds like fun. I think me, for sure, and definitely our listeners are going to be interested to follow along your shenaniganery at the new location. Because you're not the only dude there, right? There's other dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or other security folk.
Yep, yep.
So,
yeah. My understanding is there's a couple of locations that they call it a campus. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of different locations, and each different location has a number of folks there. But I haven't gotten, you know, into it that far yet because I haven't been to training.
It'll be interesting if part of your job is identify the other protectors. And whoever finds all of you first wins.
There you go. You get to go home an hour
early. Here's the
best
part of the game. It's only you. But you're looking everywhere.
What an incentive to keep me occupied.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That would be fun. You know what else is fantastic?
Hmm.
The Fourth Wing. Did you ever read this?
I have a digital copy of it. I have not read it yet. You're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but when it came out...
How else are we supposed to judge a book?
I know. That is my number one go-to. Like, first, who the author, do I recognize
the author, and then the synopsis.
Nope.
Who recommends it?
Exactly. Who recommends it on the cover versus the back of the book or the inner flap? If you got if Stephen King's on the cover, I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna look at this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Child or whatever.
Yeah.
Harlan Coben. So I've seen it and I'm like, well, this looks pretty interesting. I read the insert about the story. I'm like, this sounds pretty cool. And then I started looking on Instagram and seeing all these female influencers are like, oh, y'all, this is spicy. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's huh? It's about as spicy. I'm most of the way through it. Rebecca Yarros is the author, by the way. And it's about a 19-year-old who goes to Dragon Rider Academy, because you turn a certain age, you get sorted into your four houses.
Yeah, of course. The time-honored tradition.
Yeah. But it's all about her older sister was a successful rider. Her older brother died riding, was murdered. Her mom is the general of the riders. So it's this kind of underdog story.
Okay.
I've read Reacher novels that were saucier than this.
Really?
But it's just...
Okay, that's good. That gives me hope.
It's just, you read it, and it's just told from a female point of view.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, all right.
Maybe there's something that somebody who's finished the book is like, oh, he's almost at this part. I don't know. But
okay.
So there's romance.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
Crazy. There's also dragons that can talk to you inside your head.
Hell yeah.
Freaks me out more than dreaming if the boy with no shirt on will kiss us. Whatever. We seem really into him and his super cool tattoo he got because his family were traders. Really neat world that she's built.
Traders or traitors? Traitors.
Okay, yeah. So gotcha. The general. Hmm. So there's a couple where, my mom executed your dad.
Oh, neat.
Cool story.
How are you?
Yeah.
Let's grab some food.
Exactly.
All right.
Let's hang out at Dragon Riding School, but I'm really enjoying it. It's a nice getaway fiction. So when you're ready for just something you can put down and forget about for a little while and then jump right back into, definitely look at The Fourth Wing. And
fantastic.
The wife tells me, she's like, are you enjoying it? So, yeah. She's like, you're going to love the sequel. Like, oh, okay. So nobody dies at the end. Thanks.
Iron Flame.
Appreciate that.
Iron Flame is the sequel.
Okay.
Is it supposed to be a trilogy or a whole series?
I have no idea. I'm enjoying, we're still in Dragon Riding School.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You know.
Good for you.
What do you got going?
So the other day I was on the PlayStation and I thought, I have the PlayStation Plus. So I pay whatever, $160 a year and I get access to bazillion D different games. And every once in a while I'll look at the PlayStation store and be like, let's see what's new or on sale. I've long time been a sports fan, and I love the football. Mm-hmm. Madden's always a big deal. I'm not paying $70. Read the reviews. They're like, meh, Madden's back, whatever. More or less.
Sure.
So I pull up the tab, $14. It's usually $70. I'm like, well, that's a no-brainer. Bye.
Yeah.
So I am playing as a – you get a bunch of different options. I create my own character. You start in, you know, the combine, and you can pick your position: quarterback, halfback, wide receiver, cornerback, and like linebacker, I think.
Is there like a D&D thing where you pick how fast you are and oh, like, you gotta spend points to get all
there's
that
a
done
whole
up?
There's right. a whole thing. You gotta when you go to the combine, like you gotta bench press and you gotta do the 40 and you gotta do all these things. I got drafted in the first round, thank you very much, draft pick number 19 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now you can decide I want to play for this team and you'll automatically go to that team. Like, no, I want the full experience, bro. So I got drafted by Tampa Bay. We are in week 10. I am undefeated. And I have scored 22 touchdowns in week 10. All and right. I've got like 1,500 rushing yards.
Is this like Monsters, Inc., where somebody has put it on the easiest setting?
I didn't pick the easiest setting. I picked the simulation, the next one up.
All right.
Because I haven't played Madden in forever, so I thought, ah, we'll give this a go. Oh my god!
Wow!
At the beginning, you can set your career goals, and I must not have hit saved because I was going for 1,100 yards. My that's a good benchmark. You know, you got 16, 17 games. Hopefully, you hit 100 yards a game. I'm crushing like 300 yards a game, four touchdowns. My like, god, dang it!
Yeah,
and you're it's fun. It's total. It's nonsense entertainment. Mm-hmm. Does take zero effort on my part. A game takes 20 minutes to play.
Oh, nice.
It's fun. And that's one thing you can do. Then you can build a super team, or you can, you know, play a season as on offense and defense instead of what I'm doing now is just offensive plays. And that's it.
Yeah.
So it goes pretty quick. But $14?
Good. Yeah, $14.
I couldn't pass that up.
That's lunch.
Right? Yeah. If you're by yourself and you're having a hot dog.
Yeah. Unless you're at the Costco.
That's true.
But it's still, that's one thing that inflation hasn't hit yet is that Costco hot dog.
The more things change.
Yeah.
The more they stay the same.
Exactly. So, you know what else stays the same? We still want everybody to be safe out there. We still want everybody to enjoy your day, whether you're on the campus, egging on the fight between two of the business numbers people, or you're trying to decide if you should sell trinkets to people you used to work with.
Yeah, I couldn't think of widgets right away, so I came up with trinkets.
I think trinkets.
Better?
Probably better.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hey, you need this thing. No, I don't. Yeah, I do.
But you look really cool.
Yeah.
As long as you're not an illywacker.
I don't want to be an illywacker.
Don't be an illywacker.
Nope, definitely not. So until next time, guys, this is Justin the Happy Medic signing off for my good buddy MC from MCPD Studios. Until next time, be safe.
Cheers, y'all.